The Ministry of Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs and the National House of Chiefs have appeared before the Committee on Subsidiary Legislation as part of procedures aimed at laying before Parliament various legislative instruments or LIs on the codification of lines of succession to stools and skins in 11 traditional areas across the country. This is in line with Article 272 of the 1992 Constitution. In an interaction with the Parliamentary Press Corps prior to the meeting, the Minister for Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs, Dr. Seydou Dana, said the LIs on the codification of lines of succession to stools and skins help prevent chieftaincy-related conflicts as the various elements in the installation of a chief are spelt out in the Acts.
We believe that if we are able to codify the lines of succession to stools and skins in this country, to go a long way to prevent chieftaincy succession conflicts, which leads sometimes to loss of lives and property. This is why we are here. The procedure is that after we've done the research and then we've got the advice of the Attorney General, we will normally come to meet Committee on Subsidiary Legislation in Parliament, and we sit with the committee and it's read out in the presence of the affected paramount chiefs before they are laid for the 21 operative days. That's why we are here. This will help prevent. You see, we don't do research to codify where already the conflict erupts, but where conflict has not erupted, you do the research, and then with the LI, you are able to prevent future conflicts. So what we are doing is to prevent future conflicts. It's probably because we didn't do this earlier since independence. That's why we found ourselves in this nasty situation. There's one LI governing every particular stool or skin. And it tells you the procedure of a stool chief, the kingmakers, and those who are qualified, the families, and where you have two or three families, the order of rotation, so that when the stool is vacant, you don't have people fighting. If there are three families, A, B, C, if the chief dies, it goes to B. If he dies, it goes to C, then back to A. And once you have this kind of ally, it becomes a criminal offense to contest for chieftaincy when it's not your turn. But what we are saying that we don't have to wait for the trouble. So we are now doing codification en masse across the country. And the experience is that when you have the ally there, it reduces the potential for conflict.
Minister for Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs, Dr. Seydou Dana. The President of the National House of Chiefs, Professor Nana Bila, said the LIs address the practice of using oral or folklore accounts in the instrument of chiefs, which sometimes results in conflicts.
All that we're saying is that because we don't have these written laws, it's all folklore, it's oral tradition, and with oral tradition it can change. So there's no way anybody can change it. You'll be taken to court. And once the court supports what is in the written law, there's no problem. Those areas which have clear lines of succession, there's no problem. Kalu, who was previously the vice president of the National House of Chiefs, when he went to the village, it hasn't been a problem in finding a successor because we had an LI passed by Parliament. So they know which are the gates, who are the people qualified, who are the kingmakers. So there's no question of going with your money to buy the chieftaincy from anybody. It's laid down by law, and that is an LI passed by Parliament.